Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Harold. You ever been out somewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Can't believe I'm doing this. Ready to Love, Season 9, Fort Worth, Texas Recap. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, it's funny that you said that because that's the first thing El Ramey said was, I want to know how we got Mr. Terrell back on board. Raise hand emoji, hand clap emoji, and notice she even said Mr. Terrell.
It was either do this show or 90 Day Fiancé, and I can't stand 90 Day Fiancé. So we compromised, and I said, let's do Ready to Love, and it's in Dallas. So me being in Austin is right down the street. Figure why not?
So you can go down and check out some of the people that got kicked off, maybe?
Well, it's not looking good so far.
Something to be said. Yes, thank you for doing this season, because the cast is something else. And on that note, let's just get straight to it, man. The singles start arriving, and we meet April 1st, then we meet LaRon, then we meet Mika, and we meet DeMonte. Now, first thing I noticed is LaRon is already starting off wrong, ready to get the tequila immediately. Brother, pace yourself. Jesus. What is wrong with you?
Well, nothing's wrong with him. He's for the streets. That's the issue. Yeah. He is for the streets. This dude is a grown man that goes out Wednesday through Sunday. You know when I used to go out Wednesday through Sunday? In college. As an adult. Goodness, no. Wednesday through Sunday, you ready to turn up? Man, that dude's a trip. But at least he knows he's the problem. And he said that, you know, he's tried to date, but he knows it's him. But he, I want to stop going out, but I just need to have a reason. Please. I'm going to go on the show and fall in love. That'll keep me out the streets.
Exactly. Oh, my God. Look, one of the guys that showed up early too, DeMonte, right? Who is a fashion stylist. However, when he walked in, he did not impress the women, because Mika was like, yeah, he looks like the Nutcracker. Even the producers busted out laughing when she said that. They're like, hey, hold on, pause. Hey, stop the camera. Stop.
Yeah. That dude, all I got to do is just say wow with DeMonte. Fashion stylist / photographer. We're going to learn a lot about him.
Indeed. What about when Will walked in, first person he noticed, Mika, he was hooked. He was like, hey, you are pretty.
Well, that's because Will is the shit, apparently, self-proclaimed. You know, I think he's, every one of these shows, there's different characters that they put in to these reality shows. So I already figured out Will's the cocky guy. He's the plant. That's going to be good for TV. He's going to say a lot of wild stuff, and we're all going to really like it. But he said that I got it going on. I'm smart. I'm handsome. Dude, you have some issues. But, of course, he liked Mika. I think he liked all of them, to be honest.
Yeah, I don't think he's met a woman he doesn't like. And let's be honest, in true Game of Thrones fashion, any man that has to say, I am the king, is no true king. You don't have to. If you look good, you ain't got to tell everybody you look good. They can see.
Nope.
Unless they're blind.
If you're smart, you don't have to tell people you're smart.
They'll find out.
It is. It's apparent.
What about when William walks in, the comedian with the quiet, stone voice?
Hi, hey, what's happening, everybody? My name's William. I'm a comedian. I tell jokes.
William is. So if you look. With William, the thing that bothered me most is just how he presented himself.
Right.
Like, he didn't look like he was going on a date. And maybe if that's what he normally looks like regularly, well, then so be it. But I thought he could have stepped it up a notch. I'm curious to see, A, if he says anything really funny or what his personality is going to be like. But just initial intro, I was just like, hey, you came in kind of flat.
Right. you know, as they introduced a couple of them first and they threw the rest in, including Dominique. And April was really feeling Dominique until he was like, yeah, I want to have 2 to 10 kids. She's like, hold on.
Yeah, his grandfather had 23 children, so he wants to have a large family. And this annoyed me, right? And I'm not annoyed with the fact that he knows what he wants. He wants to get married. Mm-hmm. He wants to have kids. I think that's great. But financially, in this economy, mm-hmm. you're telling me you want 2 to 10 kids? That is expensive. I'm just like, what mm-hmm. job do you have that you think this makes sense? When your grandfather did it, he might not even paid and took care of all those 23 kids. We don't know.
Right. And it only costs for less than $1 a day. Back in those days.
Yeah. Back in those days, everybody was a walk and help the children commercial back in those days. It was cheap. Rice and beans. That's all you needed. But man. 2 to 10, more part hilarious. Two.
Well, Tommy shows up, but before we get to Tommy, I want to say this first. Appreciate everybody in on Facebook and on YouTube. Do us a favor, hit that like button, okay? And if you're not already subscribed, hit the subscribe button and hit the bell for notifications. Dorica says, look, I'm so glad y'all are reviewing this show again. How did you convince Terrell? And it's for those who are just coming in, because you did say it before, it was the lesser of two evils.
It was lesser two evils. It was either 90 Day Fiance or this show. And I personally can't stand 90 Day Fiance. That was painful going through it that one time. And I've tried to watch. No, we did it twice. And both times I was like, oh, this is just awful. And so.
But the other one was the one of the spinoffs. So, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But still, I tried. And so when you were trying to hit me up about doing this, and I was like, no. Da-da-da. And you started.
I'm just like,
I need to find some other show. And I'm like, Ready to Love. So, I'll do that again.
And I was like, say what?
Yeah, really? I'll do that again. Fort Worth, Texas, right down the street. I'll do that
one. Well, Danny M says, here solely to hear Terrell talk-ish. So, and he
probably gonna happen.
He loves the show. He loves the show. By the way, I don't know. I didn't really notice this too much. I think I did, but I wasn't sure. C. Graham says, I couldn't get past DeMonte's missing side tooth. Did you pick up on that?
No.
Yeah.
I mean, he had so much going on. I just didn't get a chance to focus. I didn't get a chance to focus on that. But I mean, let's just be honest. A side tooth, to me, is a problem. Like, that's a definite deal breaker. We saw that in Married at First Sight a couple seasons ago. Mm-hmm. And to me, that just tells me you don't have insurance. If you're walking around with a missing side tooth, you don't have insurance. Get an implant. You can do a payment plan.
They just don't realize how big they smile, because from the front, they don't see it. So they're probably not.
Anybody missing a side tooth knows they're missing a side tooth. You just don't forget.
I'm trying to help people out here, man. Stop it. You
know, every time you smile, there's a whistling noise when the wind blows through it. You know, get you some insurance and get it fixed. Get an implant.
Just whistle a Dixie out here. Oh, Jesus. You've started already. All right.
Sorry.
So Tommy shows up.
Sorry.
Right? Tommy shows up, announces, all right, look, this looks a little light. I know it looks light, looks a little imbalanced, but here's the reason why. And it was actually, it was going to be even more imbalanced, right? Because at this moment, it was what? 5 guys and 4 women, right? And he says, well, we're only going to do 10 singles today because there are going to be 2 introductory mixers. But actually, it's only going to be 9 because Glenn is missing. Mr. Nervous, Mr. Indecisive, Mr. Pull Up to the Bridge and like, I'm not even crossing this bridge. I'm going to take this back and we're going to call it a day. So.
I feel bad for poor Glenn.
Did we miss him?
I feel bad for him because I'd have asked, hey, look, I can't do this. Don't put me in anything. But
he probably did.
He's nervous. He's trying to get his intro out. And so the producer's like, hey, do you want a shot? And he's like, well, no. Well, maybe, yeah. She's like, are you nervous? Well, yeah, because this is like the whole world. I'm like, well, first of all, Glenn, the whole world does not watch Lady
I thought
Lady
of you when he said that. I thought of you. That's the craziest thing. I'm like,
the whole world does not watch Lady Love. So dial that back a little bit.
I swear to God, I thought of you when he said that. I'm like, oh, Terrell's going to have a field day with this.
Yeah, I had to get that plug in there. I was just like, the whole world watches Ready to Love. And I'm like, you really just made yourself look bad. But I mean, I feel for him because none of us have been on a reality show. And the nerves and the pressure and the cameras and all that stuff, it might make you bail. So it's good that he bailed out now because, as Tommy would say, he's not ready to love.
Yeah, well, I mean, let's be honest. The show should be called Ready to Flirt, not Ready to Love anyway. Or Ready to Something Else. But Tommy then announces that one of the men will be leaving at the end of the night, and the survivors of this first mixer will meet the survivors of the next mixer at the first brunch. And I kind of like this. I like this way they're doing it. Split them up. Let's not just dump everybody there at one time. Because you're going to get people who get to know each other. And then when they meet at the brunch, it's going to cause a little more drama because, oh, who is that? Let me go over there and see. But you've already made a connection on this side. So kind of mixes it up a little bit.
I do like that it's not all 20 people, especially for people like us that you have to take notes on all this stuff. It is hard that time we did it when it was all 20 and you're trying to catch everything that you can. So I do like this, but you're right. This is going to make them have to play the game really well. Because you can't go all in on everybody you just met today. You're going to have to like, okay, hey, you're cool and get to know them and kind of, but not get too close because you got a whole nother batch of people you're going to meet, you know, in a couple of weeks. And so I do like how they're doing that.
You know, it's, you got to pace yourself. Kind of like with the drinking, when you're at these things, you got to pace yourself. All right. Danny M says, Glenn is coming back. They wouldn't have introduced him. Maybe. Or maybe. They're like, you know what? We spent time shooting this. And he's like, please don't use it. They're like, no, you signed the contract. We're going to use it. We're going to explain why there's only 9 people here. They have to explain it anyway. So it doesn't necessarily mean that he is coming back.
But he could, because that would make sense. Because when Tommy said that somebody's going to go home, I'm like, why? Glenn didn't show up. So now we're gonna, the numbers are going to be off. If you send a guy home, you know, you're going to have 10 ladies and 8 dudes.
Yeah. No, exactly. So it'll be interesting. Well, then I'm thinking, though, the next mixer, the balance is going to be the other way. More women than men, and they're going to send a woman home at that mixer. I'm assuming. We'll find out this
week. Well, I thought it was 10 and 10. I thought it was like 10 ladies, 10 guys.
Yeah, it's supposed to be 10 and 10. But remember, this mixer, it was going to be 6 guys and 4 women. And then the women had the power and one was going. So if that's the case, they got to balance it out the other way. 6 women, 4 guys, and the guys have the power at the next mixer. At least that's my guess. Melissa Gusich says they shouldn't have sent anyone home. So kind of like that.
We'll see how it turns out. But with Tommy, there's always a catch. There's always something. Yeah, when he does his shows.
Well, now, of course, telling him that, everybody's got to go get to know each other. And this is the fun part as people start to kind of really just have break off into couples and talk. Damonte and Koshia. How do you remember how she pronounced the name?
Koshia.
There you go. That's what I said. Koshia.
Yeah.
Yo, interesting conversation here. Damonte is very much about himself and talks about, you know, having 35 tattoos and how much they all mean so much to him until.
So what I like about this show, it's how weak and lame some of these cats' game is. Because you can tell this is what he says all the time. There's a couple other guys like this, too.
Yes.
This is his shtick. You know, I do this. I've done fashion shows. I have 35 tattoos, and they all have some type of significance. Okay, what does that mean on your hand that I can see? Oh, I don't even remember.
That was classic.
You kidding me? You kidding me?
The one that everybody can see all the time. Yeah, I don't remember what that is.
And 35 tattoos cost money, but they don't cost as much as a side tooth. He could have got it fixed.
You are not going to leave that side tooth alone.
Don't come on that show with missing side tooth, man.
Oh, Jesus. Look, Will and April, April did something, because she's the pharmacist, right? And she did something that irked the crap out of you. And the minute she said it, I'm like, yeah, Charles not going to like this.
Everybody who works in pharmacy does this at some point. Mm-hmm. And she's a pharmaceutical director. So it's not like she's behind the counter at Walgreens. I think she's at a higher level role. But Will asks her, what do you do? Oh, I sell drugs.
Yeah.
Come on. And then I like how Will was like, oh, really? Let me get a dime back.
Give me some. And she was like, wait, oh, wait, hey, hold up.
Yeah, let me get a dime back. I was like, wow, Will, go for it.
Hey, I like how he kind of called on that bluff, like, yeah, all right, whatever. Dominique and Koshia, now he says he's ready now, but he's been ready for a couple of years. But before that, and she's like, oh, you're a hot mess. He's like, no, just lukewarm. Just lukewarm.
Which means he owned it. Well, but he owned it. He said it was him. He was the problem of why he's not gotten a relationship. So not many people will do that. It's easy to say, yeah, you know, I haven't met the right person. Sometimes it's us. So yeah. I appreciate the fact that he just owned up to it.
Well, he just owned up that he wasn't ready. He just said he wasn't ready. He didn't say, you know, I was for the streets. He just said, I wasn't ready. Is that really owning it?
Well, he said it was him. It's not so much I wasn't ready. He said it was me. So to me, that's owning it. It's my fault that I'm not going to marry it. And then he flips it and goes straight to asking how she feels about squeezing a couple more kids out. Like it's frosting out of a bag. You mind squeezing a couple more kids out? It's a crazy question.
There was a little shade in that comment, but I'm going to leave that alone. There was a little shade in that comment. He's like, you want to squeeze a couple more out? Like, because that... What man is going to say that to a woman and thinking that's going to be like, oh, yes, baby, I'll squeeze these out for you. No.
Yeah, no. And I mean, it's great to ask if people are still open to having kids, but I have a lot more questions about the two she already has before you ask her to squeeze a couple more out. You just never know what you're getting. Maybe that tube could be bad and you got some bad stuff coming out of it.
Yeah, because we find out that she's got two kids, right? So she's 35. She's got a 15-year-old and a 10-year-old, right? And she said she was raised to be a wife and a mom, and her fairy tale is to have a child with a husband. So that's why she was willing to say, all right, well, look, well, maybe one more. I'm willing to do one more. But she's only going to do one more for that right person.
But that's going to have to happen pretty quick because she's 35. Mm-hmm. They just met. So let's just say they make it to the show through the end of the show together. Mm-hmm. Then you got a courtship phase, and you got the engagement phase. Then you got the wedding. Years.
Yes.
So exactly. Yeah, but it's she's close to the zone that it.
She's
got to
make a good decision now. Yeah, she's got to.
Yeah.
It's got to be the right decision. Yes.
Well, and I'm glad the fairy tale is for her to be married and have a kid for her husband. Mm-hmm. I don't know what the other two were. That must not have been a fairy tale. Maybe that was a nightmare. Or something. I don't know.
It was the roaring 20s. She was 20 and 25. I'm sorry. I couldn't pass that one. I just finished watching, what was that? Kevin Hart Lift. I was like, the roaring 20s. Yeah. Sorry. I'm sorry. All right. Will and Alexis. Now this, because remember, Alexis is the one who said that, you know, she has no preference on looks as long as he tickles her pickle, right? And it looked like Will was tickling her pickle because, you know, he's throwing out these, you know, he's Mr. Netflix and booty rubs. Not Netflix and chill.
Yeah, Netflix and booty rubs. Yeah, I mean, and kudos to Will because I think Alexis is the most gorgeous of all of them. But she's asking him, does he want kids? And he says, yes. And she asks, how soon? He said, well, right away. If it's ordained by God, then why wait? And again, that's his game. His game is to be, I'm this cool player, but I pray about everything. And if it's ordained by God, I'm going to wind up hitting it tonight. You know, that's just how he operates. And it works for some women. I don't think it'll work for Alexis, but good for him.
Yeah. What'd you think? I thought that his reaction would be a little different when she was like, yeah, well, I like to eat clean. And then reveals that she has an autoimmune disorder, right? A disease. And I thought his reaction would be a little different because he looks like he's ready for the barbecue and is not worried about eating healthy.
Yeah. Well, I think he was taken aback a little bit because, she shared something very personal.
Yeah.
And I'm actually glad she did because there could be, I hadn't heard of this, condition, but there's other people I'm sure that have it. And so right. it just goes to show you can live. It's not the end of you. So kudos to Alexis. But I think the light bulb in his eyes, like, hey, this is real. Like, this right. is not just some chick I'm going to meet at the club and try to take back to the apartment. If I want this to work, I got to really step up, which is probably going to make him step out. Self-select out, or, if you will.
But because remember, he was joking and Mr. You know, it was Netflix and booty rubs until she got that. And I think that, like you said, it did get him on a serious note. At least he knows he's got to come straight forward with her because she's not here to BS around, right?
And maybe that, but he comes across like a player.
Yeah.
That's really what he comes across like, a player. And so he's just going to go. I had a friend of mine that his game was the same. And we were at a party or at a bar. There was 10 ladies sitting around the table. Mm-hmm. He's drunk. He's like, I'm going to talk to him. He walked up to all of them and said pretty much the same thing. Got rejected wow. 9 times. That 10th one liked him. And so I feel like that's what Will does. He's going to keep saying the same stuff till he gets around that one person that likes his bullshit.
1 out of 10 people will accept this line. Just got to find the...
He's playing a numbers game.
He was doing the Deontay Wilder. He said, you got to be right all the time. I just got to be right once. And LaRon and Kashir. She got a lot of screen time in this episode, man. here's what I liked about this. LaRon, I liked it and I didn't like it. I didn't like it for William because she's sitting down talking to William. LaRon just happens to be standing there. And the minute he is something that he has that she just latches onto immediately, because even when he tried to take a sip of his drink and she's asking more questions and he just snatched her from William. And you kind of saw the instant connection, right? And then they go sit down by the hot tub and she gets comfortable taking off her shoes, dipping her toes in the hot tub and just having a fun time.
Yeah. So apparently he moved to Texas 2 years ago because of COVID, no state tax, and to find a wife. And so, because she is like, oh, well, Texas, Dallas, we have great wives here. And he's liking her. He says her voice is so Southern. I feel like she's going to bake me a pie.
Yeah, that line. Well, where can we get one of them? Your pies.
Yeah. Bean pie, my brother. So they're sitting there by the hot tub and she like leans in and asks him, and then it explains, do you know why I leaned in like that? He's like, to kiss me? And she says, well, no, it's because your guard and your walls are up. But when I get in your space, you open up more. And I want you to like relax and all this other stuff. And I was like, come on now. That's a bit of a reach. Don't try to hit me with that that babble. Well, because when she did, I thought it was creepy. Just the way she just like leaned in. I'd have been like, girl, what's wrong with you?
Well, I mean, she already got comfortable. So actually, I kind of like that she did that, because it was one of those things where she's letting him know. We always talk about the fact that guys don't pick up on hints, right? In general, guys are not big at picking up on hints. And she's letting it be known that, hey, I'm into you. I'm into you, and I'm willing to break the barrier that you have up. Let those walls down, because I'm here to get to know you. At least until she runs into the other guys at the brunch. But in the meantime, she's into him.
That would just be weird to me, just having a casual conversation. All of a sudden, somebody lean in. So what do you like on your pizza? Like, what are you talking about? Do you know why I leaned in like that? Your guard's up. I had to break through your wall. I'm like, okay.
Melissa says she's trying to throw him off, while Donna D says Koshia wants to have a Joy and Clifton relationship with LaRon. Now, Joy and Clifton, this was my favorite couple, and why I was like, yo, we got to do this show. They were from D.C. Those two, from the very beginning, they were locked in. It didn't matter how much they tried to throw other people in the midst. They were there. And we knew it. The minute you saw them, you're like, they got it. And they did. And they survived the show. So,
are they still together?
As far as I know, I think they did another show too. I can't remember. But you know, look, when the show's over, I'm not following up on everybody. I have a life to live. Well, look, Tommy shows back up, right? And announces that Glenn is a runner. He's out. He's definitely not going to make it. And I like what April said here. Look, I'm glad you didn't come to waste our time, because that's the worst thing you could do, is come waste our time. So kudos to the runner, Glenn.
Yeah. Mm. Self-select out. Best thing for you.
Oh, man. So here's the thing. Come to find out, Lois Lane says they got married. Some to be says John Crypto did Love and Marriage DC. That's the other show they did. Yes, never watched it. I did watch a couple seasons of Love and Marriage Huntsville, but then the storyline stayed the same. Didn't watch DC. My wife did, and I think that's where I saw them on that. Charlene says they're married. Morjan says they're married. So yeah, and Donna says they're married. So yeah, thank you. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. It's good to see that they were. You should go and just watch that season. Just
for... Nope, not gonna do that.
I'm trying.
Not doing it.
So I guess we get to Tommy, the hot and bothered game here.
Yeah.
How were you feeling it?
Well, I thought it was good. The winner will be safe from elimination because the ladies are in charge,
right?
For this one, so I think that's good. I was curious to see what the game was going to be. So I liked how they had all these different questions, and what I liked about this game and how Tommy and them did this, they're trying to see if the men were really listening and trying to get to know the ladies compared to just looking at who's hot. And if you look at the scores, you can tell who was not paying attention at all. That gets zero. And one of those questions was the easiest question you should have been able to answer because she kept telling everybody she was a referee, but,
tell one person.
That we saw on camera.
Mm-hmm. Right.
But
true.
She was talking about it to a lot of folks. But so I only took down like a few of the questions. One was, this woman makes every man on a date pray just to see how comfortable they are with their relationship with God.
I knew that one would get you.
Koshia. And she's that type that she's not going to fall for Will, but I think she's that type that just because a guy prays doesn't mean he's a good dude. Right. You know, there's a lot of bastards running around church that aren't good people. Men and women, there's some bad people that go to church every Wednesday and Sunday. So just because you pray, you know, you might have a relationship with God, but as they say at church, but does he have a relationship with you?
it's interesting because some of the questions that were so easy to us because we've seen some of those things discussed, like the referee one, automatically knew who that was. There were a couple others. And some were just easy because they were just easy. Like, I guess about the one that got flued out by the celebrity. Did you?
Yeah, I had no idea who
that
was.
Oh, that was easy. That was Mika all day. That was easy.
Yeah, I had no idea who that was.
And I could tell you where she went. She went to Atlanta.
Yeah. Yeah, she did, but why would you share that? Why would you share that with the producers? Hey, this one time a celebrity, who I will keep nameless, flew me out to Atlanta. It's like you're clout chasing. Mm-hmm. And you had a crappy date, so why even bring that up? I just think that's weird to say something like that, that a celebrity flew me out. Look at everybody, celebrities want all of this. I'm just, I thought it was a weird question. Or just a weird thing for her to share with the producers. Now, this other one, I would never have guessed because I didn't hear any conversation about this. I don't even know if this would have came up.
Right.
This woman doesn't want any hair down below on a man.
So hardwood or carpet? so she basically, this woman is like the guys who always have that those kind of questions, right?
Yeah. Well, and apparently it's April. So she likes them bald at the bottom, apparently.
Were you surprised?
Well, I mean, I'm not surprised because I think manscaping is good. Now, my question is, can it be manscaped with clippers or does she want smooth, like, you know, like a full on shave? Because that I would never put a razor down in that area or I'm not getting the wax or whatever. I'm not doing any of that. That's too much. But you like what you like. She likes them, you know, like a 12-year-old boy with no hair on it. Great. You do you.
What would be funny is if she likes that and if she comes in like in the 1970s.
she come in rocking rough and stuff with her Afro puff.
Now that would be funny.
Only one of us can have hair. I mean, causing no friction fire down here. It's just me.
Oh my God. Donnelly says the game could definitely be biased. The producers could use most of the information one of the fellas asked the ladies. It seemed like it was it seemed pretty fair because the people, were you surprised by who was paying attention? Because it came down to just two people who had gotten 9 of the questions right. And then it was down to this one last question that only either of them could answer. And in the end, Dominique won.
Yeah, because I think Dominique is really intentional about his process. I think he's the one that really is looking to find a wife. So he's taking the time to really get to know these ladies and not making a conversation about him. And I think LaRon is doing the same thing. You know, those two listen. Now, these other dudes, I don't know what they were doing. Doesn't seem like William listened to anybody.
He's like, huh?
He's putting up names from people from different seasons, not even on the show. Is this one? No? Okay. My bad.
Well, you know, DeMonte wasn't listening because he was all about himself. So after this is done, you find out Dominique is safe from elimination. Well, fellas, the rest of y'all, you got to fight for your life and go ahead and pay attention to whatever else these women are saying. So we get to some more mingling. Alexis and William. And this was funny to me because Alexis says William is tall, but she had a problem.
Yeah, she said she likes facial hair, and her dad said if a man doesn't have facial hair, you shouldn't trust him.
But wait a minute. William has facial hair.
Maybe it's a goatee. Maybe it's not enough. Maybe it's not enough for her. It's too small. Maybe she likes him a little more bushy.
So, ladies, is that what it is? Like, now facial hair equals a Rick Ross beard? I mean, because she said facial hair. She didn't say that because he's bald. Because, yes, he's a bald-headed man. So she said she didn't like him because he was bald. Totally understand. But she said he had no facial hair. He had a goatee. It even connected.
Maybe that was just something nice she said because she didn't really want to really say what she thought about him. You know, she talks about him a little bit more later, but maybe she didn't want to, like, totally call him out. So maybe that was her being nice. He didn't have enough hair in his face for me.
Yeah. You know, the thing about it, we had this facial hair discussion, right? But what really got awkward was the discussion on him asking about dating a man with kids. Because we know he's talking about himself. She knows he's talking about himself.
No, he said hypothetically.
She should have pulled a me. I don't do hypotheticals.
Yeah. Hypothetically, what if the man had two moms? And she's like, okay, so she's doing the math. Okay, so you have three boys, right? And you got two more? Yeah, that's a bit much. I couldn't do it. At least she's honest. She knows where she's at. Once he said that, I'm like, wait a minute. What are you doing on this show? You've been divorced twice, and you've got three kids. No.
It's not the first time. We saw this the last time we did the show.
I know, but I'm just like, that's a walking red flag. All that's a no. For somebody like Alexis, who's never been married, doesn't have any kids, that's not the dude that you get with.
No, exactly. And that's why it was painful to watch. Well, Koshia and Will, now this was another painful conversation to watch because we find out Koshia got divorced in 2018 because she found out after she got married that her new husband had four kids.
Four kids that she didn't know about. I don't understand how that happens. I don't understand how that happens. Like, to me, what questions are you asking on dates? Like, how do you not know any of
that?
Right. And, like, and you don't look at...
How long did they date before?
I'm just saying this. If I'm getting married to somebody, before we get married, we're going to have a little financial meeting. Okay, show me your stuff. I'm going to show you my stuff. Hey, what are these charges here for? For child support? Tell me more about that. And there's four charges. Different amounts per month. Like, how do you not know? How do you not know that this person was married? I just think that sounds crazy. But then, of course, Will, like, he's doing the math in his head. And he's like, okay, so you're dating this man, and you had no idea he had kids? Was the ding-a-ling that good?
Yo, she got so offended by that.
I mean,
it was a bit crass in the way he put it, but Was he wrong?
But it's right.
Or you said you called it from the beginning that she seems gullible. She will fall for what the guys tell her. So obviously, and remember, this is her fairy tale to have because she's got two kids already. A 15-year-old, mm-hmm. a 10-year-old. Now, this was a couple of years ago, so they were a little younger, right? They were probably like a 7 and a 2, right? And so here's this guy who's willing to step in, and he's like, yeah, you know, yeah. Oh, you want to have one more? Great. So do I. I want to have a child. And then left out that he had four others.
He's like, yeah, I want to have a child because I've been wanting to put this basketball team together. I have this vision of a youth basketball team, and all seven kids are mine. Well, five are mine biologically. And then your two. Mine are going to start. Your two can sub.
Oh, my God. Layla says, oh, my God. He really meant, how dumb are you?
Yes.
What Will meant when he asked that. And Branier says, it was a valid question. There was a better way to ask it, though, because you're just meeting this person for the first time in a show where you can be eliminated. You got to play the game smarter.
And she tried to say, well, he's not on here for, you know, to have empathy and get to know somebody. I'm like, okay, you got to stop with that. You mm-hmm. made a huge mistake. Own it. But don't expect guys to have empathy for the fact that you married a dude who had four kids and you didn't know about it, because we're going to have a lot of questions about that. And that's a huge red flag.
Despite the red flags, and Will even owns, he's like, yeah, well, despite the red flags, I'm here. I might as well get the phone number and the IG. Let me take a look at some of the other pictures, see what that dude was trying to get over on you for them four kids for.
Yeah, but here's what I didn't like about what Koshia did is, fine, she added him to the social media. I'm like, just say no.
Yeah.
If you know you're not interested, he offended you. Mm-hmm. So just say no. And I don't think we need to do all that. We're good.
Exactly. That's when, because all you do, it's that point where you're like, don't give false hope. And it's not like he's looking for that, but he is looking for that because Will is the guy that's going to knock down any tree that's in front of him. Plain and simple. So if that's the case, like you said, he offended you. You know what? That was crass because there, you know, women who would do that. Hold up. That was crossing the line. This conversation is over. Thank you very much for your time. Peace out.
Yeah. I don't know. I just thought she could have easily just said no. But I'm even looking at Will. I'm like, why are you even asking for her information?
He's stalking just in case he needs to, you know, snatch that up a little later. That's all.
Yeah. Mess.
Just Donna even mess. Says, look, he took her phone from her and she let him. That's the crazier part, too. You know, because, again, he was very invasive in the way he moves. Yeah, it was a bit much. He was a bit much. Mika and Dominique, they're standing on the bridge. This is a great place to have a conversation. And she asked him about sex before. Of course she asked him about sex before marriage. Of course she asked.
I'm laughing because this whole conversation... How do I word this without offending people?
Probably
they
not.
Both seem a little slow on the uptake. Right? So she asked Dominique if he's down for sex before marriage. He's like, no. She goes, oh, so no sex before marriage? Oh, no, I'm not going to wait. And so he thought that she meant, like, are you okay with no sex before marriage? And then so Dominique asked her, "What? Do you know anyone who isn't?" She's like, No. Well, then why ask the question? It'd be one thing if you keep coming across all these men who are like, actually, I'm saving myself because unless it's ordained by God and until I get married, I'm waiting. If that's what you've been running across, I get why she's asking that. But if you're like, I don't know anybody who waits till they get, why ask?
Hey, like Monique said, she gets flued out. So she hasn't met any. Ain't no waiting when you get flued out, unless you're doing it by IG, okay?
I got celebrities that be flying me out.
Oh, my God. Why was she? Okay. So, either way, though, she thinks he's standing out. And here's the thing that really stuck to me about this conversation. You said they were, as Donna says, slow head friends. But one thing I realized is what makes this show a little different from other shows, right? They're not, these singles are not away from their regular lives. They come, they shoot, then they go back and do everything else. That's why they get the phone numbers, they get the IG,
right?
And they connect and they make contact and they connect outside of the show, outside of filming. Because she's like, oh yeah, well, I gave him my number, hopefully he'll call. I'm like, so would this show be better if they locked them away for 2 weeks? Or is it just because they're like, look, we're not paying for you to be away from your job for 2 weeks. So for this minimum wage, and you get to be on TV, we're going to let you go back home. And we'll see this day.
It would be better, but if they did that, they'd probably have to lower the age group because a lot of these folks have kids. Right. So
you know what?
They just can't easily like be away from their kids for 8 weeks like some of these other shows. So
That is a great point. That's why the age range is where it is. Because you know what? Good point. Touche. Because
they got jobs. They got profit. They just can't easily say, hey, I'm going to need to take 8 weeks off. I'm going on this show.
some of them have jobs. Some of them have real jobs. Unlike this guy. Because DeMonte and April, you knew this conversation was going bad immediately. Right? Because he reveals he's getting his credit together. That's the stage he's in, the getting your credit together stage. And April's like, really? We grown.
Yeah. See, I had to scroll up, look at his age.
Me too. I did the same thing.
I just scrolled up just now. I'm like, wait a minute. Let me double check before I say what I'm about to say. He's 42. He's 42. You're in an apartment. You're trying to figure it out and get your life in order. Take care of debt and all that. And again, missing that tooth. So... you're not ready to love, sir. You're not ready to get yourself. You're not ready to bring on someone else if your debt's messed up. If your credit's bad, why are you going to bring someone else into that? Hey, I'm on this sinking ship. I'm barely treading water. Get in here with me.
Hey, she's a drug dealer. She's good. She'll help pull him out is what he's looking for.
Yeah, no. I'm like, dude, you're not ready for any of this. At all. It's great. You look flashy and all that type of stuff, but the luster will wear off pretty quick when someone gets to know you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's, we kind of knew that wasn't done, but then if you thought that was bad, then we get to the next couple sitting down just talking, and that's Koshia and William, and the gold conversation comes up. And of course that did William no favors, because here he is, a comedian who wants to be funny and leave a legacy for his kids and for his grandkids and his great grandkids. And how is he going to do that? By teaching women of color how to operate firearms.
Oh man, this dude is all over the place. So two divorces, three kids, and you're still trying to figure it all out. Huge problem, right? So saying you want to create a legacy, hey, that sounds great. And I like how, because she had dug a little bit deeper, like, so what are you doing to do that? You know, have you started? Yeah, I have. I haven't started yet, but I'm working on it. And that's when he says that he wants to open up a gun range where he can teach women of color how to operate firearms, which that sounds so noble, right? Yes. And I guess maybe that works in some ladies where they're like, oh my goodness, he cares about women of color. Then she's like, well, how do you envision starting that? And he said, well, I have a friend who owns a gun store. That's like saying, what's your goal? My goal is I want to be a fashion designer and design clothes. Well, how are you envisioning starting that? Well, I got this friend that makes Greek t-shirts out of their garage.
Do you think he would have gotten a different response if he had said he wants to teach white women how to protect themselves? Is that why he said women of color? He's like, this one didn't work before. Let me go. Women of color. Okay, let's go.
That'd be hilarious. Yeah, I want to teach white women how to shoot because it's crazy in these streets.
Oh my God. Well, Tommy comes out and rescues us all. Takes the women away for deliberation. And as, all right, so who's on the top of the list, right? And it's interesting to hear who and why, right? Because April, she goes, well, Dominique, because he's attentive and listens.
Yep.
Agree?
Which, he's proven it.
Yeah.
He's proven that. So, yes, I would say that makes sense for April.
Mika says, Dominique, but for different reasons, because he has a gentle and calming spirit, and he's not going to wait for sex. She didn't say that last part, but she might as well have.
And we have so much in common, like we don't read the same books because we don't have it.
Matter of fact, we don't read any books.
I'm wrong. I'm not even drinking. That's water talking. My bad.
That's the bad thing about it. Yeah, we're both on water. Alexis says Will is handsome, chocolate, all those things. But then she also recognizes that he could be a bit of a player.
Could be.
if the Netflix and booty rubs didn't give it away, I don't know what would, but hey.
Yeah, no. Every time I see him, I just think too short. You know, that too short, I'm a player song every time he walks into the room.
Kashia says LaRon says she loves his conversation, the fact that he allowed her to challenge him.
She said he allowed her to challenge his guardianess, and I'm like, actually, no, you jumped in his bubble. He didn't have much choice.
Jump back, then you'd have been offended.
Back.
Onions. All right, so who's at the bottom of the list? This is the next thing Tommy asks. And this is where it gets really interesting. And all of a sudden, everybody piles on, right? Like, April says LaRon, and immediately, Koshia is ready to fight.
Yeah, Alexa says LaRon is not her cup of tea. And then Koshia said, I almost jumped across the table and snatched all her curls. I'm like, see? Every one of these shows needs that hood chick to bring the drama. So when they get to the reunion, that there's going to be almost a fight. Mark my words now. When we get to the reunion, the person that's almost going to get in a fight at the reunion is going to be Koshia.
Here's my prediction. About it, though. Why did you, and it's a great prediction. I think you see something more than I see in that space, and which is why you're calling that, because I wasn't going to call that. Because she didn't give the crazy laugh after, so I could see why you say that. She gave a
The fact that you said that, there's other ladies here. They're all meeting different people. All of them are not going to like your dude that you like. Right. It's okay for them to say, they didn't say anything bad about him. She just said he's not my cup of tea. She didn't talk negatively about him, just not for her. And that made her want to jump across the table and snatch her curls? Come on.
Well, here's the thing about it. And this is the part why I don't like the concept of the show. It's good that he's not on top of her list. That's less competition for you. But the problem is, if it's at the bottom of somebody's list, they're at risk of being eliminated, which makes no sense. All right? Well, then, I think she realized that she wasn't going to be able to fight Mika, because she didn't say anything when Mika piles on and says, LaRon said he doesn't have time to go to the gym, but has time to go out and party. So what's up with him?
The streets. That's what's up with him. He likes the streets.
Then Mika didn't like anybody, because she also says Will. And he's too demanding and touchy-feely. And then, of course, Koshia doubles down on that, too.
Yeah, said he's thirsty. Mm-hmm. And the way he touched and grabbing your phone and all that stuff, which he did do that. We saw that on camera. But he does come across thirsty.
Yeah. Hey, Mika wasn't done, because she is going after everybody, right? Because then she adds William to the list, to the bottom of the list, because he's been married twice and she can't take him serious. And then all the other women pile on top of him too.
Yeah, they did. And rightfully so. Married twice, three kids, comes across as goofy. And then also the sneaker game, right? And I'm not knocking people that wear sneakers with dress clothes, but at least make it look good. Like, he showed up there like he just got off work at Blockbuster, and it's just like he's just showing up.
Colors for Blockbuster.
Yeah, and like, he just got off work at, okay, let's say Target, and took off his red polo, put on that shirt, tucked it in, not ironed, and just walked in with his tennis shoes on.
Aries says, was he being silly though? I didn't see goofy. He definitely wasn't funny. So
no.
I'm assuming it had to be some goofy, and they just weren't feeling him. Oh my God. You're hilarious.
He does have them childbearing hips though. I mean, let's just be honest. He does.
He said, I think it was William's wide hips. Lucy B says the hips don't lie. Y'all are something else with this. Y'all are something else. Just body shaming that man. But everybody did it, right? Because then Kashia jumps in and talks about his ambitions to start the gun club because he knows a guy who knows a guy who knows a guy. So they didn't let up on this man at all. Then Kashia goes on and adds Demonte to the list as well. And then everybody does that again.
Well, they said Demonte is all over the place. He's not stable because I'm a fashion designer. I'm a photographer. He spoke a lot about himself. But my favorite line of all this is when Kashia said, I can't stand men who say they are looking for a queen. And he out here looking like a jester.
What queen you looking for?
Yeah, you out here acting like a jester. You got no credit, you got bad credit, you're in all this stuff, and 42, not stable. So they have every right to go at Demonte like that.
Now, while the women were having this in-depth conversation, now granted, they had Tommy there, but Tommy just threw one question out, and the women went, and they, you know, and they kept going. The guys, left to their own, you know, decided to have their own discussion on attraction. Like, who y'all attract to? Will is feeling Alexis. William is feeling April and Alexis. And then everybody is feeling Mika's body. They all agreed on one thing.
Apparently, you know, if a celebrity wants it, well, then I must have it.
Obviously, you want it so bad. It's like, hey, sit in the car while I go get this facial.
Yeah, I don't even have to fly. I don't. You ain't got a flu nowhere. You ain't got a flu nowhere. Just come right on over.
Well, of course, we get to the end of the episode. It's decision time. Dominique, we know he's safe because he won the hot and bothered game. Tommy calls out Demonte and William. And here's what I like. He didn't waste any time. Hey. Come on, two of y'all, get your ass up here. And Demonte, you get your ass out.
Yep, he sure did. And then Demonte said, I have all these things going for myself and I get rejected. What do you have going for yourself? Just because you got a couple Starbucks gift cards and a Chick-fil-A free sandwich, you're not balling. You don't have anything to offer.
It's funny. Yeah, he's all that he's got going on. Here's the thing, though. When you talk about who had it going on, and like I said, all the guys can agree to it, and even the women in the chat are agreeing to it, because like El Ramey said, Mika came on hot fire with that dress. And then Lucy B says, Mika made me put my sandwich down and do some lunges. C. Graham says, Mika is gorgeous. She is a pretty woman. But you know, so it's going to be interesting to see how this plays out as this going. And like I said, I know where she went. It had to be Atlanta.
Yeah. Well, we shall see how it goes. But I can't wait to meet the next batch this Friday. Can't wait to meet this group and see what they're about. But right now, like, I wonder what the vetting process is for finding these men in Dallas.
It's funny you should say that, because that's what Layla said. First thing, I just need to know the vetting process for these men. To the producers just prowl the streets asking, hey, bruh, you want to be on TV?
Hey, man, let me hold you for a second. You got a minute? Come on in here. We got drinks. We got food.
We got tequila.
Yeah, we got tequila. Come on in here. Yeah, I don't know where they got these guys from, but there's a lot. Fort Worth has a lot more to offer than what we're seeing so far.
I'm going to leave that alone and keep moving to the next car. There's a joke there. I'm going to leave it alone. Assumpta B says, April will not last. These guys are too immature for her. She comes off very serious, and she agrees with you. Koshia is going to be a problem.
That's what she was brought on there for. She's going to do her job. I mean, honestly, I think that's what the producer's like. Ooh, you're going to bring the drama. We love you. Get in here.
Lyndon said, regular guys have made my night by coming back to review Ready to Love. It's trash, but you guys make trash bearable. LOL. I'm going to take that as a compliment. The fact that somebody says you make trash bearable. Now, I know what you mean. I'm just joking.
That's like saying you ugly, but you're funny.
At least I got to worry about what I'm going to do when I'm around you.
Yeah.
I know I'm safe. Samantha, when talking about that whole God-fearing part, said I dated Christian men and they were all a-holes. I married an atheist. He treated me the best. It's interesting. Doesn't mean all atheists will treat you.
Doesn't mean all atheists will treat you the best. And doesn't mean all Christian men are going to treat you bad. But just because a brother's talking all that religious stuff, don't think that he's saved, he's this. You never know.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
You never know.
Remember when we're talking about Will just taking the phone and asking for the number and asking for the IG? And we're like, well, why didn't she just say no? Well, French Rhea said, a lot of us are programmed to say yes when men ask, though, out of safety.
And I totally agree with what she's saying. Mm-hmm. If this was in the streets or the club, when you got producers and cameramen and all that stuff around you, you're safe.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Say no.
Yeah. Indeed. And it's okay to say no, but I here's the thing. That's the part that we don't think about. We don't think about that safety part, right? And it's even why sometimes I'm afraid to give even the wrong number. Because guys are crazy out here, man. They really are.
I'm going to see you again.
Yeah. You came to this, I'm going to find you here again. High Vibe, she said this earlier, said I'm late. Terrell, where did you get that shirt?
I got it at a t-shirt shop when I was in Boulder, Colorado. Mm-hmm. So I'm trying to bring back my fun t-shirt game. This wouldn't be one I would wear for work, but I did buy a couple that are going to be fun for Friday calls, but not this one.
But Friday happy hour calls, I got it. Well, look, Lucy B says the new show format gives hope. Let's see. We got through week one. Are we intrigued? Are we ready?
I'm ready to continuously make fun of some of these folks because there's gonna be some dimes that are gonna come out of this. They're gonna be funny. So I think we're gonna have some fun laughing with it. And for the people in the chat, I think we're all gonna have some fun making fun of some of these things. But I bet there's a lot more coming. So far, thumbs up.
Yep. Well. There we go, man. Look, looking forward to it. Don't forget Thursday we're back. Married at First Sight for the live stream, and then of course next day on if you're listening on your favorite podcast platform, and then Ready to Love. So our goal is to do it after the show, like 30 minutes after the show ends, right? So that will be what 9:30, 8:30 Central on Fridays. So we're looking at
because what comes on at 7.
Yeah.
So if we did 8:30 Central. Mm-hmm. Yeah, 9:30 Eastern.
Yeah, I like how you said that backwards.
Yeah. Well, because I think everything in Central Time, then I got to go around that.
Okay.
You think of Eastern Time, and then you work differently, so that's why.
Well, that's what TV does. And they never say 7 Central, 8 Eastern. They go 8, 7 Central.
Well, I just go up my little TV guide. It tells me 7.
Oh, my God. We love you guys, man. And we'll see you back here. Remember, you're here. Do us a favor. Hit that like button. And if you're not subscribed, please subscribe on YouTube and hit the bell for notifications so you know when we go live. Regular episodes coming back soon, probably in about, in the next couple of weeks or so. We got a couple of things in the works that, and probably another journal coming up, another regular guys journal coming up real soon.
Yep. And before we get out of here, I definitely want to say happy Founders Day to the beautiful ladies of Alpha Cap Alpha Sorority Incorporated. I hope y'all all enjoyed your day.
Look at you.
I only do it for the AKAs. I don't do it for any of the other groups. AKAs and Alphas. I don't really pay attention to the Founders Days for the other ones.
Yeah, one of your favorite people is an AKA. And I do favorite in quotes. Sorry. Yeah. Hey, I'm Yachty Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yachty Rude, at Just Terrell, and at RGRT Pod.
Yeah, be sure to send us some of your random thoughts, some of the bullshit you find on the internet. We'll talk about it on a regular show.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Cheers.
He's going to curse me up.